Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA, irishradio.com, and on this, our 52nd annual Flannelly Show on St. Patrick's Day special broadcast, we want to welcome Aidan Connolly, who is the executive director of the Irish Arts Center in New York City, founded some 50 years ago, based in Hell's Kitchen on the West Side in New York City. And Aidan, you're very welcome.
Thanks, Adrian. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your listeners.
Thank you. And I just want to ask you, though, and you weren't around 50 years ago, I was, but... the founding.
You might be surprised. You might be surprised, Adrian. Who was around 50 years ago and who wasn't?
All right, we're not talking about kids and diapers. We're talking, Now tell us though about the mission of the Irish Arts Center and how that has progressed over the decades.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, you'd probably know better than me, about some of the early lineage, Adrian. But, you know, as you indicated, the organization was founded in 1972 by, a remarkable ensemble of passionate, committed, cultural activists, really, including Brian Herron and so many others. Who were really passionate about Irish culture and Irish language and Irish music, and also a real sense of connectivity to the culture of New York City and the melting pot of wonderful cultures and ethnicities that make the city what it is. So in that respect, I like to think, the mission and the ethos has remained consistent because indeed, we share a deep and abiding passion for the range of Irish culture and for connecting it in a really inclusive way with New Yorkers, of all backgrounds and the work is always, ongoing in that regard. But how that's manifested itself over the years, I think, of course, as with any organization, has evolved. I think, there was a real sort of community approach and a real grassroots approach to how the organization was founded and run and operated in those early years. And then many of your listeners may recall the period of the 1980s when Irish Arts Center became really an important fixture on the off-Broadway theater scene, thanks to really terrific theater artists like Jim Sheridan and Terry George, who, of course, have gone on to illustrious, notable, Oscar-nominated and Oscar-winning film careers. And so many others like our pal Kieran O'Reilly, who would go on to found the Irish Repertory Theater, and many, many others. A real important contribution to the theater landscape in New York City over many years. Obviously my colleague Pauline Turley and Georgianne Heller, a great patron of the arts, and Sel Donaghy, a longtime board chair, really carrying the organization through the 90s and into the 2000s on that mission. And as we've sort of, made our way through the first 20 years, I guess, of this century, and the opportunity to build a new infrastructure for Irish Arts Center for the next 50 years and beyond, we really took a step back and thought about what is Irish Arts Center, what makes sense for an Irish Arts Center in New York City in the 21st century, and arrived really at a kind of new vision for Irish Arts Center that was very much multidisciplinary across a range of artistic disciplines, along the lines of perhaps what New Yorkers might be accustomed to experience at organizations like 92nd Street Y, which emerged from a Jewish tradition, or Brooklyn Academy of Music, which has had a real internationalist approach to its programming, but also making sure that we're maintaining that community focus. And we still have classes across a range of cultural forms, Irish language, like five different levels of Irish language, Irish music, dance, history and the rest. So a real sort of evolution, as you know yourselves, we have a new home that we have now completed construction on and opened since last December to support that mission. So we're really excited about the road ahead.
You spoke about your new building. Just to give an idea to our listeners, this was a massive undertaking, more than $60 million to from foundation until, until your grand opening. What's happening there today now?
Sure. Yeah. Well, as we speak, we have a wonderful first time ever collaboration with an organization called the Bluegrass Situation, which is a national organization. They're actually based in Los Angeles, very focused on the next generation of American bluegrass and its adjacent forms. And of course, Irish music has such a huge role to play in the formation of so many indigenous forms of American music, and or a function of sort of the melting pot of different cultures and different musical traditions that arrived here on our shores. So this show tonight is a St. Patrick's Festival presented in collaboration with the Bluegrass Situation, and it features a really exciting new generation of artists, including Jake Blunt, an award-winning banjoist, fiddler, and singer, Nick Garris, incredible percussive dancer, Allison DeGroot, Tatiana Hargreaves, who are award-winning bluegrass artists, and a range of other special guests who'll be joining us on stage tonight. So it's going to be a real rip-roaring Irish and roots music celebration tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday in Irish Arts Center. And we also have a wonderful cafe, and we're going to be doing post-show jams in the cafe following the show. So it'll be a real celebratory affair on 11th Avenue tonight.
Okay, and the address, friends, 726 11th Avenue in Manhattan. And again, the new building, a tremendous beginning, as our guest Aidan Connolly said, for the next 50 years plus. Okay, it's the irishartscenter.org. And again, good luck to you today and into the future, Aidan Connolly.
Thanks, Adrian.